August 6, 2024, when a top Democrat shut the cat out of the bag.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
I've been on air 30 years. And going back about 25 years ago when there was really big war news or something dangerous, something particularly deadly to humanity, I would play air raid sirens in the intro of the show. I probably did it once a year. Then when they stole the election in 2020, I started playing it once a week or so. Now we play it every day, really as a sign of how things have escalated on every front. So Iran has ordered the airspace cleared, coming in and out of their country like they did last time in April when they attacked Israel as a retaliation to Israel attacking them. We've got Roger Stone right again. He said on air 2 weeks ago it would be the Minnesota governor. And that's who they have chosen. Absolutely horrible communist. The guy pushing sterilization of six-year-old children. We've got all that, obviously. We have the ongoing two-tiered system in the UK as they attack peaceful demonstrators but let Muslims run around and attack and stab and kill people. We have huge news on the economy we're going to be breaking down today, and we have a lot of really big guests. Let me tell you who's coming up. Jackson Hinkle just got back from Venezuela. He's a Maduro supporter. He's well-spoken. He's intelligent. I don't agree with him on the subject, but I want to give the other side. He'll be joining us. Edward Dowd on the economy and the poison shots. He's an expert on the economy. Daniel Estulin, expert on the globalist, and more here today. Probably Roger Stone as well. He can only come on at 1:30, but I already had a guest in Estulin, but I may just take over into the fourth hour, but I'm still waiting for Roger to get back to respond to this VP pick. Okay. Yesterday, right before I got off air, they gave me a video of one of the top Democrat strategists, and he's right at the top, Jamie Raskin, congressman, whose father was a famous communist and who developed the blueprint of a lot of the globalist plans today in the West. So he's ran the fake J6 committee, all the rest of it. Raskin recently came out and in an interview at a book signing, a podcast, said everything I've said, but in his own words. They're going to overthrow the government. They're going to trigger civil war. And they're going to kill us, or they're going to try. And he says there's going to be a military conflict in America. Now, you can look at this blob of weakness and say, well, he's running his mouth. No, he's in the council meetings with Obama and Holder and the council as it's known. We got a big 40-something page article on that today, an excellent analysis. The council, who's running the United States of America? So this is a big, big deal. And when you hear him say this, you're going to go, wait, I've heard Alex say this for 3.5, 4 years since they stole the election. Why is this news? Well, okay, I'm right about it, but the point is this is them admitting it. So if they're admitting something like this publicly, can you imagine what they're doing behind the scenes? I mean, let me tell you something. If I talked like this, I would expect to have my doors kicked in by federal marshals and be hauled off for openly calling for sedition. They say they're going to overthrow the Supreme Court and the executive and create civil war conditions, and that they will not allow Trump to be seen as the president. Now, this is a very important clip. So I'm going to play it all at once, and then I'm not comment. Then I'm going to start and stop it because I'm going to give you the rest of the story that's baked into this. So the good news is we've got their battle plan. The bad news is even the average patriot that I know is pretty smart and informed still just doesn't realize how much danger we're all in. I mean, these crazies are going to do this, okay? They already tried to kill Trump.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Tuesday, August 6, 2024 transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We obviously have the big imminent Iran attack and them freezing the airspace around their country and in their country. And what's going to come out of that? We have the giant ongoing developments in the economy. We have the horrible governor of Minnesota, with a record almost as bad as Kamala's, maybe even worse, being picked as her VP. We have armed illegal alien gangs stalk UK while government cracks down on peaceful native Brits. We have federal judge declares Google a monopolist, setting the stage for major industry shakeup. This will be bigger than when it was ruled that Microsoft was engaged in monopolistic practices in the late 90s. There is so much coming up today. But right before we got off air yesterday, I was shown a clip that was from a recent podcast that Jamie Raskin, Democrat representative in Congress, and is one of the top strategists in the cabal. He's in the Star Chamber meetings. We know that. Plotting all this evil. He made an extremely chilling statement. And I've since then gone and watched more of the podcast interview. And quite frankly, I should just drop everything I'm doing and only cover this. But I know how the audience is and how the world is. People want me to cover all the big breaking news, which is very important, and I will. But we're always covering important things here, obviously, and have very informative guests and informative callers and informative special reports and investigative reports. But this is so big that after I got off the air, I began to research it and really think about it. And the full interview is very, very important. I'm going to do a special report on that in the next few days to break it all down, because it confirms 100% my analysis of their operation, which, if you study these creeps, it's not hard. It's just the public hears me say these horrible scenarios, and they're like, come on. My wife, even this morning, said, man. So we go out on the porch to meet with a cup of coffee so my 7-year-old daughter wouldn't hear it. And she goes, do you really, because she's been listening to the show more than usual, she goes, you really think all these things you're saying are probably going to happen? And I said, yeah. And I said, watch this. And I played the Raskin clip, and I explained who he was, and she knew who he was. He ran my deposition, in front of the committee and the rest of it. And she went, wow. So I get it. Who wants to really believe we're in this much trouble? But if we do not face the facts, we do not have a chance to stop this. We have a very good chance of stopping us. Almost everything they've tried, they've failed against America and against Trump. But again, the issue is they keep doubling down. And the only place to double down again would be try to kill Trump, which I said was next, and that happened. And they failed by the grace of God and your prayer, no doubt. You skimmed his ear, grazed him. 7 other shots missed him as well. Killing one person, wounding 2 others. I guess wounding Trump as well, so wounding 3. Shot one guy in the back of the head as he's trying to protect his wife, daughter. firefighter. Blew his brains out on him. So the next thing is try to kill him. Well, they've done that, and they're going to try again now more than ever. Guaranteed. And the next thing is to trigger civil war. Well, how do you do that? Well, exactly what they've been doing. And now he says we're going to have a civil war, and we're going to overthrow the executive branch, and we're going to overthrow the judicial branch. And it's just wild. Because this guy's father is a super famous international communist who called for re-education camps in America and who wrote the best-selling books that are the Bible of people like Barack Obama. So they've got control of big tech other than X. They've got control of the military at the top. They've got control of the Justice Department and the FBI and ICE. And they're human smuggling, children, you name it. And they're just getting away with every crime you can imagine. And he's up there very calmly, just like they had the former section chief of the CIA say, we're going to kill Trump on CNN. They say that to telegraph confidence to their minions. So he's up there saying, don't worry. When Trump's reelected, there will be civil war conditions, and we will remove him with the 14th Amendment. Now, the legislation has been introduced by Senator Blumenthal, who has overseen and honchoed and commanded and quarterbacked the persecution of yours truly. He introduced legislation 4 months ago that when Trump is president-elect, coming up in early November for those 79 days until January 21st, 2025, that there will be so much civil unrest because they're going to activate it. They've had the police cut. They put their mayors in, their DAs in, their Soros people. The communists know they'll be above the law. They'll be bailed out. They'll have the charges dropped on them. And they are going to burn this country down. And then Trump will not be president yet. But even if he got in, then they will trigger this law that would take over the executive branch's control of the military, which is a legislative coup of the executive, total constitutional crisis, and that they will at least act like they have that authority, which they don't. It's totally illegal. It's tyranny, treason, literally, the definition. High treason against the people and the country itself, its existence. And then they intend to drive Trump from office during the burn down of the country, the mostly peaceful protests you saw beta tested in the summer of 2000. So this is just a chilling statement, because in the New York Times 2 months before the 2020 election in September, there was a big article in the New York Times, Wargaming, had an innocuous headline I've shown to you many times, but in there, they were interviewing John Podesta and others who were heading up the Democratic Party, still are, along with Raskin, and they said, we will not accept Trump if he wins. We will have our own inauguration in some place like Colorado, and we'll have a civil war, and we control all the cities, and we'll just cut off all the cities and hold the country hostage. Now, then they put out all these TV shows produced by the Obamas, Leaving the World Forever, and Civil War with a $350 million budget. They have all these academics saying it, and then they say, and then Raskin says, well, there'll be a civil war because there'll be Trump thugs everywhere. And that'll be the right-wing groups they've created. Think of the Governor Whitmer plot, but 10.0, and the Patriot Front that's obviously federally controlled, in my view, and provocateur. Those groups will create the pretext for then the, quote, uprising, like you're seeing in the UK, which the government will then use and is using for civil control, civil emergency, really martial law by different names. So it's the same formula all over the Western world. And so we knew all this, but here he is on a podcast at a bookstore at a book signing, sitting there with a bunch of the usual suspects, confidently talking about how they're going to do it. Just like Bloomberg said, don't worry, right before the 2020 election, it'll look like a red wave. It'll be a red mirage because the mail-in ballots and the drop box ballots will be Trump. Pelosi said, doesn't matter what Trump does, he won't be president. Now, they needed January 6th to hijack one of Trump's rallies to try to make us look like the bad guys. This time, we'll be a lot smarter and not walk into a trap, but they're still going to try to stage them. So, you need to understand, this won't be like last time they stole the election from Trump. They are going to go for broke with false flag terror attacks, blamed on Trump supporters, guaranteed. They're going to bring in the internet censorship kill switch, and they're going to go after all the main spokespersons against the globalist, and it will be the end of the country as we know it. Now, I've looked at every angle of this, and there will be resistance to this. And I don't mean stage resistance. It will happen. It'll be legislative from the states and the attorney generals. The feds will then set up civil unrest, take control of the cities. But under the state constitutions, when the cities fall and the counties fall, it's up to the governors to send in the state guard and the state police when the left orders the police to stand down and create lawlessness. So we have to get this report that I'm saying live on air right now. I need everybody else to write articles about this. I don't care if InfoWars gets the credit or anybody does. It was Charlie Kirk found this and put it out, and it got tens of millions of views yesterday, thank God. But conservatives, populists, nationalists, people that don't want to live under communist, just people that are sane, people that are normal, that the left dreads, that just want stability and freedom and peace and, you know, all that. This is going down. They've admitted it. They've pre-programmed it. It's happening. So we've got to get the governors and the attorney generals that the left doesn't control, and that's the majority of them, up front and speaking out. We've got to get Trump talking about this. We've got to get all of his surrogates from Don Jr., you know, across the board to Senator Cruz to Howley to everybody to Paul talking about this. Because, again, if you look at the threat escalation and how they've ramped things up to try to stop our populist peaceful take back of the country, all that's left is political violence, assassination, false flags, civil unrest, race war, and civil war. And so that's where we are. So we're sitting here. How many days of the election? Let's put it on screen. What are we, 90 days now, 89 days? I forget. From the election, 90 days. 12 hours, 42 minutes, 22 seconds. And how many days tagged on? If you tag 79 days onto 90, how many days do we have left until the inauguration? And then they're really going to try to kill Trump. 166 days. So if he makes it and wins the election and overrides all the fraud, too big to rig, which we were in that position right now, so they tried to kill him. They believe he's going to win. And if we make it the other 79 days, so 166 days until he's inaugurated, good chance they set off a tactical nuke and blame it on Iran and D.C. and kill Trump and any of the Congress people. Here's what you know. If you don't see Raskin and you don't see Schiff and you don't see the usual suspects at the inauguration, Trump should not go out on that podium because they're going to hit it with a truck bomb. I mean, they might have explosives right under the podium, drone swarm attack, tactical nuke to make sure they get him. I mean, I'm thinking they're going to hit Trump with a 1 megaton. Just enough to, you know, vaporize a square mile. Yeah, they're going to hit him with a tactical nuke. I looked into my crystal ball. That's what I do. So that's where we are, boys and girls. And then they're going to come after me and Tucker Carlson and everybody else because they're coming after you. They're not coming after me like Trump always says. They got to get through me to get to you. So this isn't hype. Everybody knows it. This is real. And that's where we are. So the next 90 days are beyond critical. The next 79 after that are insanely maximum critical. And then the first week of Trump firing these bastards and removing them out of power is going to be the ultra danger, the maximum danger, the paramount pinnacle of danger. And there's so many other things they could do. They might not go with a tactical nuke, total stock market crash, power outages, a sniper shoots him in D.C. I mean, look, it's all on the table. But they're trying to poison Trump right now. They're trying to put a bomb in his plane right now. They're trying to roll a truck bomb into Mar-a-Lago yesterday. They are 100% going to the wall. So that's where we are. And if everybody else doesn't start talking like I talk when it's right in your face, it's like you're at the park with your kids and your two-year-old goes, "Daddy, what's that?" And you don't need to be an ornithologist to know that, okay, it's got a green head and it's got a brown body and it's got a yellow bill and it's paddling around and it's quacking. What is it? It's a mallard duck. And so I'm just sitting here looking at it. It's a tyranny. It's a horrible, nasty one. Like a doctor does a scan of your lungs and says, "Yeah, that's a big old tumor right there. You can see it metastasizing. Let's do a biopsy." Yep, you got it's cancer, folks. It's right there. That's what it is. And I'm sorry, that's what it is. And boy, I wish we could turn this around without having to face this, but. It's like getting mugged, and I've been mugged a couple times. My wife's been mugged in New York. She was in college on a visit. And you're in that moment where somebody pulls a knife out and says, "Give me your wallet," or pulls a gun out, and it's in that split second you decide what you're going to do. But they got a gun to our head. And see, they don't want our wallet. They want our children. They want our future. They want our identities. They want us to be slaves. So what I've done in both cases when somebody tried to mug me was grab the knife or the gun out of their hands and beat the living hell out of them. And sure, you got to fill out the police paperwork when they're convulsing on the ground because you've crushed their skull into the concrete. There's a pool of blood. But, the cops let you out of jail in a day and you don't get charged. Or you can just let them have their way with you. And I don't use a violent analogy as saying we need to be violent. I'm saying that is the moment we're at when you can decide to bend over or you can decide to fight. And I'll take one look at this governor out of Minnesota, and I'm going to say this. If I was going to hire somebody for a movie to play the part of a pedophile, I'd hire him. And we know he doesn't want to have sex with children. He wants to cut their penises and testicles and ovaries out and their breasts off as young as six, right up there with the Pritzkers. And are you really going to turn your children over to these beasts? I mean, how much are you going to take? This guy supported burning down Minnesota, defunding the police, but he's got all his bodyguards. Tim Walz. And look at him. Wouldn't let that guy anywhere near my kids. He's got the look. He's got the look, and he's got the action in his portfolio. Yeah, if I had to guess, well, we know what he's up to. So that's who these people are. And they're selling him as this nice old man who helps defund the police and burn down cities and defend it, and he wants to cut your six-year-old son's penis off. I mean, hell, the child molesters just want to rape your six-year-old. This guy wants to destroy their manhood and destroy their life and have the medical system make a bunch of money off of it. And they, parade little six-year-old boys, they say, are girls on stage with him. I've got video of that coming up. But I want to go to the Raskin clip now because we're here talking about all of this. So here's one of the top tacticians. He's in the committee meetings. He's in the star chambers. He's in there with Obama. He's in there with the Carnegie Endowment, the CIA director. They admit Raskin is developing plans. He's a general, and he's telling you what their operation is. Here is Representative Jamie Raskin. And again, I can start and stop this, and I will. I'm going to play it first, though, not uninterrupted. Because how's he going to override the Supreme Court? How's he going to override the executive? How's he going to override the voters? Where's the Civil War atmosphere going to come from? They're going to create it. See, we have all the other pieces of what they're doing. He's just giving a boiled down gestalt of it. And he says they're going to create Civil War conditions and they're going to need bodyguards. They're going to be in a war with us. You put that together with Podesta in that big New York Times article before the last general election, and they said they'd basically do that then. So that's their plan B. But again, how do they get there? They're going to stage false flags, racial attacks, and have the corporate media sell it. And are we just going to sit here and wait till they do it? I told you they're going to try to kill Trump, and they did. Now they're going to try again. Watch. Boy, I don't want to be proven right when they kill Trump. I'm saying this, people take this serious. All right, go ahead and roll Raskin.
Because what can be put into the Constitution can slip away from you very quickly. And the greatest example going on right now before our very eyes is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which they're just disappearing with a magic wand, as if it doesn't exist, even though it could not be clearer what it's stating. And so, you know, they want to kick it to Congress. So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025, to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody and civil war conditions, all because the nine justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job and interpret what the great 14th Amendment means.
So they're always saying we need protection because they're going to be violent when they're the ones out creating almost all the violence. So we're going to create civil war conditions. They're going to need bodyguards and they're going to remove Trump. Jamie Raskin, one up Supreme Court. Yeah, put that back on screen. Would plan to kick Trump off the ballot. He's the one that tried all that. So the good news is that little communist rat thinks he's invincible. But almost everything he's been doing is failing. That's why you saw the assassination attempt. I was a betting man. I would say he was in the room with the Secret Service Deputy Director, Ronald Rowe, and all of them when they pulled all the security off Trump. They are doing, I mean, look at that evil weasel, that gremlin, who just thinks we're here to take it. And so they're going to remove Trump once he's elected because of the 14th Amendment. He's never been convicted of anything on January 6th. He said, be peaceful. You guys set it up, the Fed's direction. Raskin ordered all the video and all the transcripts of their fake investigation destroyed. It wasn't even duly constituted by Congress, just like the Jack Smith investigation. But he sits there and tells people that, oh, you know, the Supreme Court's got protection. They've got a lot of guards. They can, implying Trump's going to be violent at the Supreme Court. And they're the ones announcing they want to pack the Supreme Court. Biden last week. So that clip's a big deal. They want to create civil war conditions and have the legislative, which he thinks they'll control, overthrow the judiciary and the executive. That would be a unitary tyranny of the legislative. Yep. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I want to tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high-quality supplements. Because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up. And it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago, during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic, during the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had five companies making product for us. Three of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts, and we found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you, and we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product, and then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup, and I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we're even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkowitz has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy, it attempts to shut us down, and the bad CRO we had here before, who would not reorder product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
So, the Democrat Party at the highest levels are saying they're going to create civil war conditions in America. They've already said they're going to do that by controlling the police and many of the state attorney generals and governors and allowing them to burn down and destroy the cities, even when President Trump is reelected during that 79 days of hell. They will then have right-wing groups they control go out and engage in counter-violence. The media will only focus on that and try to say that Trump is Hitler and create a constitutional crisis and somehow get them to do a 14th Amendment removal of him in Congress. And that's what they said they're going to do, and that's what they're going to do. That's one of the things they're going to do if they're unable to kill Trump. So I want to play the clip of Raskin, but start and stop it now. I played it uninterrupted earlier. And then I'm going to move on to the other news. But this is a big deal, so I'm firing the bat signal here. And I'm asking viewers and listeners, once this is archived at man.video and Real Alex Jones on X, or don't wait, go cut it out yourself from the feed and send it to your governors, your legislators, your attorney generals, your pastors, other talk show hosts, because there's nothing more frustrating than knowing the enemy plant. And watching them carry it out and knowing how to stop them. And people just can't believe they're in this serious of a situation. Now things have gotten bad, really bad. So folks are listening now. I mean, Elon Musk is listening, Tucker Carlson's listening, and Joe Rogan's listening. They're telling their audiences, and they sound just like me. And it's not because they're getting it from me. They're smart. They can look at it and go, that's true. That's accurate. And they can go out and do their own research. Half the time I wake up at 4 a.m. and Elon Musk has been up all night, and I see a bunch of his tweets, and I'm like, gosh, that's exactly what I'd say. And it's something he's breaking I don't even know about yet. People ask why I fawn over Musk now. He's doing irrevocable damage to them. And Elon tweeted yesterday about this Raskin thing and said, this is very dangerous. You're damn right it's dangerous. So good for him. And good for Charlie Kirk getting it and finding it and getting it out. Because we're Paul Revere's. So are you. You're all Paul Revere's. You can be black or brown or white. I don't care if you're polka dotted. Please just understand, if you want the inflation to slow down and jobs to come back and crime to be dealt with and not be under a horrible globalist, pedophilic, satanic Hollywood system, then please understand that we have their number. We have their ass. We have their name. But if you won't use the playbook that's in your hands, the enemy battle plan, if you won't use the plan, and because like it's too horrible. I mean, Paul Ehrlich and all these globalists said in the 70s, we're going to taint vaccines and sterilize and kill people, and they've been doing it all over the world. The UN admittedly did it in the 1990s in Africa. They just got done injecting billions, and there's mass illness and death and sterilization. And that sounds horrible to say, doesn't it? But it's even worse not to say it. So I see leftists on the street sometime that listen to the show, and they just say, I can't believe you say such horrible lies. I can't believe you just say all this horrible stuff and convince people of your lies. Convince people of my lies? These idiots, just like they can't cook a hamburger like Chuck E. Schumer, were all over Exxon yesterday showing 308 cartridges and full cartridges. In fact, I put it on X. Let's pull it up real quick. They came with the cartridge, right? So it's an unexploded cap, unexploded powder inside the cartridge. It's an unspent round. It's the full thing you put in a gun that fires down the barrel, the bullet. And they go, look at how big this is. They're doing it again. This would have taken his whole ear off. They think a whole cartridge fires down the barrel of the gun. And they have all these fakes online. I'm a former military surgeon, and I'll tell you, this is how it works. It would have, just the shockwave would have blown his ear off. No, it wouldn't have. Again. Yeah, but show them my response to it, guys, if you can. I'm going to do a demonstration. I've been so busy. But I've got to get out to an outdoor shooting range, and just I'll take something like a watermelon. And I'll set it up with an AR-15, and then I will graze it a bunch of times and have slow-motion cameras and show these idiots. And if you just barely graze it, it'll just open up a tiny little slit. And then if you hit it, it goes in small, comes out big on the back. Only the bullet fires out of the barrel of a gun. If the bullet only grazes its target, it creates a tiny wound. I understand leftists don't get out much, but this is next level idiocy. Again, you are showing a full cartridge. The bullet of the projectile, as it's called, is on the top. And then pull that up. I don't even know what cartridge that is. Pull it up. Shot of the cartridge. That's not a 5.56. What is that? Not a 300 Win Mag. I'm not an armorer. I can't just tell every cartridge by looking at it. I don't know what that cartridge is. No, it's not a 223, which is a 5.56. It is some other thing. But the point is, they think in their post with millions of views that you fire that entire thing out of the gun. Let me explain to the left just one time. I'll get back into Raskin. There is a cap in the back, or put the image back up at the bottom there. And a firing pin, when you pull the trigger, hits that. And the cap is a high explosive, but very small. It explodes and ignites the white powder just that is in the cylinder going from the bottom up. Just like a Saturn rocket has fuel in the bottom in the earlier stages. But there's no barrel with a rocket, a Saturn rocket or a Falcon Heavy. It puts pressure into the casing, forcing with massive pressure the bullet, what's on the top, out of the cartridge, down the barrel where it accelerates up to, what, 3,000 miles an hour with a 5.56 on average, and then goes out of the barrel towards its target. And the shell, if it's bolt action, is ejected by you going through the action, or if it's gas-powered, it uses the gas that's left from the explosion to fire the receiver back, ejecting the spent shell casing out of the side or up. Okay? Again, today I was driving to work, and twice there were people going 15 miles an hour slower than the speed limit in the fast lane. And they both had libtard stickers and driving tiny little libtard cars. These are mentally deficient people. They can't cook hamburgers. They think two men can have a baby, and they don't understand how white powder guns work. They've only been around 200 years. Oh, it makes the old head spin. I know that. That's a 9mm right there. But this is a good graphic you guys have found to explain this to these ding-dongs. See, that's the firing pin. It detonates the cap. That detonates the powder. That fires the projectile down the barrel. And there's rifling so that the bullet begins to spin. See? And see, a pistol or handgun cartridge doesn't have as much powder. It's not as high-powered. A rifle is high-powered because it's a longer barrel and way more powder. And that's the big difference between a handgun and a rifle. And I know for a gun enthusiast, I'm not even getting this all 100% right because I'm just a guy that knows how to use guns. I'm going to stop. I've gone on a rabbit trail. I apologize. But this goes to Raskin, who can't probably find his ass with both hands, but he comes from a long line of communist scum that helped, you know, set up death camps worldwide and all the rest of it, and they've had big plans for that in America. Look at his dad. And he's got the military under his control and the federal police, and he wants a good old war with us because he can't win politically. And he believes he is appointed to rule us. So here he is on TV acting like the Supreme Court's evil for striking down all the stuff he's admittedly quarterbacked and devised, his plan, his schemes to take Trump off the ballot when he wasn't convicted of what they said he was being taken off the ballot for in Maine and Colorado, remember? And all the other crap Raskin's done. And so he just says the Supreme Court's evil and bad because Trump should be removed under the 14th Amendment because he's guilty of sedition on January 6th, which he's not. Never charged, never convicted, said, don't be violent, be peaceful. I'm going to go meet you at the Capitol where they had a stage set up. And then the feds provocateur, and you know the rest of the story. So, but he's talking to his idiot audience of leftists, acting like they have the moral high ground. Let's start playing the clip.
Is what can be put into the Constitution can slip away from you very quickly. And the greatest example going on right now before our very eyes is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which they're just disappearing with a magic wand.
All right, pause again. What can be put into the Constitution? The Constitution is. And it says you have to be convicted to then be removed. So, again, he's just a total lie. Start over from the start.
Is what can be put into the Constitution can slip away from you very quickly. And the greatest example going on right now before our very eyes is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which they're just disappearing with a magic wand as if it doesn't exist, even though it could not be clearer.
Pause again. Back it up 2 seconds. The women are nodding their heads. Did the Supreme Court wave a magic wand? No. Colorado and Maine waved magic wands and said Trump was off the ballot. even though there was no excuse or he wasn't even charged, much less convicted. So that's the magic wand, but he just turned it around. The Supreme Court is waving magic wands. Let's continue.
As if it doesn't exist, even though it could not be clearer what it's stating. And so, you know, they want to kick it to Congress. So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025 to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody. And
pause. Back it up 5 seconds. So, oh, they'll be rampaging Trump mobs when Congress institutes the 14th Amendment, and they'll all need bodyguards, and then we'll be in civil war conditions because they would have already triggered the race riots ahead of that. Continue.
January 6, 2025, to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified, and then we need bodyguards for everybody in civil war conditions, all because the nine justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job and interpret what the great 14th Amendment means.
So he's speaking for the Supreme Court. He's telling them, why, we took Trump off the ballot without even charging him or even him being convicted, and even mainline liberal analysts said it was totally illegal, but I'm saying they won't do their job, and so we'll just have a civil war. Finish it up. I want to play the last part again about civil war conditions. I want people to hear that. So, this is such a big deal, and we're playing clips from the full interview coming up tomorrow. But I mean, look, we've known all of this. This is their plan, and now they're going to try to have some political movement, 14th Amendment, not even in the courts. Here it is.
The nine justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job and interpret what the great 14th Amendment means.
Okay. So there you go. Absolute gaslighting, total crap from the folks that tell you two men can have a baby. It just never ends. Remember, there are also giant child trafficking operations run by Mayorkas, all under their control. They love it. These people are beyond monsters and beyond dangerous. All right. I'm done talking about that. I want to get into this new VP that's been chosen and just remind everybody that she didn't get one vote in the primaries. Ronald McDonald got the same amount of votes as her. This is all totalitarian, all centralized, everything they accused Trump of, they're doing. I'm going to shift gears into the situation in Iran, and it could be the imminent strikes on Israel and the major escalation there that we'll be tracking as it unfolds as well. Then, of course, the big developments in the UK that are a beta test for here in the United States and Europe. That's all coming up. Now, I'm going to air a special little report here that's critical to the future of this operation. So I ask you respectfully and humbly to please watch it and to please contemplate whether you want to be part of this. And then I'm going to come back and start hammering into all the news. Stay with us. Alex Jones here with a call of action, a call to action for all the patriots out there watching or listening to this transmission. We can't fight the globalists without your support. And I can't think of an organization or group out there other than President Trump that has had more of an effect against the New World Order than this operation. And that's because of the grace of God and your support and our intrepid crew. And I'm asking you now at a critical time going into this election when the enemy is trying to shut everybody down and put everybody in prison, to double down and support the broadcast more than ever, to share the articles, the videos, the links, and to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So, 2.5 years ago, one of our great supporters and sponsors came forward and said, you ought to sell collectible cards with a little ingot of gold in it. These are very, very popular. And I went and looked it up online. It is very, very popular. It's not an investment. It's a collectible. If you want to get gold or silver and get the best prices on it, that's Dr. Kirk Elliott and KEPM.com/gold. Best group out there, highest ratings, amazing prices, the best. This is a collectible and a memento to know you supported the broadcast. Then the bankruptcy started, And the people that came in from the court said, we're not going to keep outside people's products in here in your store. And they kicked them back to the folks, despite the fact that we'd already sold out of half of these in just a month. Well, now that I'm back in control of the company, and now that InfoWars itself is not in bankruptcy, I am able to offer these again, and this will help keep us on air. InfoWars has teamed up with one of the nation's leading mints to help you acquire this 24-carat .999 pure gold without paying thousands of dollars an ounce. Stock up on 24-carat .999 pure gold in the most popular size of 1/10 gram, an affordable, sleek card that fits your wallet, drawer, glove compartment, and is easy to travel with. They're amazing cards. It's got original art I came up with. It's got the little bar of gold in there. And it just lets you know that you supported the InfoWar. You'll have a historical memento as a keepsake for yourself, for your family, for your children, and your grandchildren. Because this is a historic fight. And this is a true piece of Americana that we have here. So I'm very, very proud of it. Again, we sold out of half of these a couple years ago. They got put back to the company that paid to have them made. Now that I'm back in control, they shipped them back into our warehouse, and the other half are available right now. I would imagine they'll sell out in a month or so. We've only got a few thousand of these left, and I cannot fund this operation without you doing this. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not telling you to buy this as a gold investment. That's not what this is. It's a little piece of gold in there. This is like on NPR, that still gets taxpayer money. They'll sell a coffee mug that costs them $5 or a baseball cap that costs them $10. And you make a $100 donation and you get that as a memento that you supported communism and the New World Order. I know you don't want to do that. This costs, I think they told me, more than $10 per card, something like that, $10 or $11. And so the other $80-something dollars will go to fund the operation. We need these funds to continue on in the fight. So get your collectible card, your piece of art, with the little piece of gold in it today, and you will help keep us on air. The decision is yours. This is a limited edition. It's something that people like. It's popular. And it's something that's collectible. But regardless, the real value is knowing you stood up for America at such a critical time that myself and President Trump and others are under such massive, massive, massive levels of attack. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and get the exclusive InfoWars Limited Edition proprietary 24-carat 999 pure gold collectible. Thank you for your support. Get this collectible now and help keep us on air.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Again, thank you all for your support. Could not do it without you. Humbly, I thank you and ask you to continue to support and increase your support. This critical juncture, nobody else is going to tell it like it is, like we are. And that's why the enemy wants us off the air so badly. All right, so Tim Walz is a monster, and we'll be getting into him some in the start of the next hour. And then Jackson Hinkle just got back from a trip during the election in Venezuela. Saw some of his harrowing reports there. He's pro-Maduro. I am not. But I respect him as a reporter. Look forward to hearing his perspective coming up and on some other big issues as well. Then, of course, we've got Roger Stone coming on. He's confirmed. We have Edward Dowd coming on. He's confirmed. Daniel Estulin. They're all popping in for like 30 minutes today. We'll intersperse news and developments and the Iran attack that they're probably going to attack tonight. And then they'll be getting dark in about 3 hours. And so the Iranians, they said they would attack by Wednesday. That's what the Ayatollah said. And they almost always do what they say. So today or tomorrow, nighttime over there starts in about, an hour. So I would imagine if it's today, in the next 3 hours, they'll start launching missiles and drones. So pray this doesn't escalate out of control. Pray for peace, folks, because this is a really serious detonator for the whole crises we're facing. So we'll be breaking that down as it unfolds. A good chance during the war room today this is going to be going down. You'll have live coverage there, 3 to 6 p.m. With Owen. And if it kicks off even worse, we'll come up here with an emergency broadcast this evening. I want to start with this Tim Walz guy that is for defunding the police, supports the rioters, burning down large portions of Minnesota. I mean, he is a real dirtbag. Obviously, that's why they chose him. And here's a breakdown. Tim Walz has now been exposed as coming after the kids, as little as six. Kamala Harris must be proud. He signed an executive order in Minnesota, a sanctuary state for child gender abuse. Here it is.
Also standing in that sea of people, a parent, transparent about his family.
My partner Gretchen and I are here today because we are parents of a trans child.
Their child is 6 years old, and she was as excited to be at a boring Capitol on spring break as any six-year-old kid could be. Squirming and fidgeting her way through speeches, hardly aware her existence as why her parents drove 5 hours today to speak publicly.
It's 100% personal. I mean, the safety, the happiness of our child is it couldn't be more personal.
Asher, why are we here today?
For trans rights.
For her rights to be her.
As you can see from this interview, disgusting. I can't force my kids to do anything.
Oh, yeah, right.
Asher has trusted us enough.
Yeah, who brainwashed her?
She believes in our love enough.
Who brainwashed him?
She invited us in to see her whole self. And if we don't love her that much, the opposite would happen, where we wouldn't get to know everything about
her.
How
loving.
And so we're lucky, we're blessed, and we love her.
So much they came to the people's house this morning to talk about her, the person, in a room reserved for talks about politics.
And there's nothing in this world that I wouldn't do, like Gretchen and I wouldn't do, to protect her and others like her.
Look at that disgusting governor. These people are sick. Brainwash these children. Children aren't of age to make those decisions. If a man wants to think he's a woman, they're an adult, that's their issue. I don't hate them for that. You target kids, you're a sick demon. Hour number two, straight ahead. Massive news straight ahead. Stay with us.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
They lied about Joe Biden's health. They lied about Russian collusion and COVID. They lied about Hunter's laptop, and they lied about January 6th. They lied about the Ukraine and Jeffrey Epstein and Hollywood and everything in between. And now they want you to believe that this guy acted alone. Stop believing their bullshit. Everything they tell you is a lie.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed.
period.